How to balance social media versus living in the moment as a travel blogger? In today's hyper-connected world, being a travel blogger often feels like walking a tightrope between chronicling your journeys for social media and living in the moment. With the pressure to post frequent updates and stay ahead of the algorithms, it is easy to get lost in the content creation side of things and miss out on living the experiences you have set out to enjoy. With platforms like Instagram rewarding frequent updates and viral moments waiting to happen, how do you keep up with your content without losing sight of the experiences that make travel so fulfilling? It's all about finding that perfect sweet spot where you can share your journey without feeling like you're tapping away on your phone 24/7. Here are six practical strategies to help you strike the right balance between living in the moment and keeping your social media feed fresh and engaging. 1. Optimize your workflow. Save time, stay present. The key to maintaining balance as a travel blogger is optimizing your workflow so you spend less time glued to your phone or laptop. The more efficient you can be in capturing, editing, and posting content, the more time you have to actually enjoy your travels. The quickest way is to look for shortcuts and tools that make your job easier. For example, tools like Adobe's Instagram Story Maker help you save time on editing with a plethora of pre-made templates that'll enable you to produce visually appealing content within minutes. These tools allow you to focus on the experience rather than stressing over endless tweaking of photos and videos. Beyond Instagram stories, look for apps that allow you to batch edit photos, schedule posts, or create content in advance. You can even plan out your post for weeks or even months by using tools like Later or Buffer to schedule in advance, giving you a break from the constant need to be online. Efficiency is the name of the game. Just spending an hour or two each day on content creation will leave you plenty of time to further explore your destination, relax, and enjoy the world in front of you, ensuring you can put together plenty of consistent Instagram content like me without having to spend hours a day on the platform itself. 2. Set specific content creation time. As a travel blogger, it is easy to feel you should always be ready to snap a photo or update your feed. But as we all know, being switched on 24/7 can quickly lead to burnout and seriously take away from your trip. Therefore, setting a specific content creation time each day is crucial. For example, you could take pictures while you explore the city in the morning, or perhaps create a short video at the end of the day when you are recollecting and recounting your experiences. This helps you keep your brain task-focused instead of allowing social media to consume your every waking moment. But remember, once you have captured your content, put your phone down. Post it later when you're back at your hotel or during a quiet moment, rather than feeling the need to upload everything ASAP. By establishing a few social media boundaries, you give yourself freedom to enjoy your travels and just live your life. You will feel more present and less like you've been working round the clock. 3. Embrace the imperfection of real-time posts. We get it. It can be tempting to fall into the trap of wanting all your posts to look pristine and flawless. But remember, that a travel blog is just as much about authentic experiences as it is about looking pretty. Embracing the imperfections is one of the greatest secrets in how to balance social media versus living in the moment as a travel blogger. It's all about sharing the more spontaneous in the moment content that isn't overly curated. Take a photo, tag your location, and upload it as is, raw and true to life, rather than spending hours editing the life out of your photos. Your audience will appreciate the authenticity, and you will save time that would otherwise be spent trying to perfect something that's already good enough. The beauty of travel is often in the unexpected, sometimes even slightly chaotic, and capturing those unplanned moments will make your content so much more engaging. 4. Batch your content for later posting. Not every moment on your travels needs to be shared immediately. In fact, some of the best travel photographers, bloggers, and vloggers use a method called content batching to ensure that their feeds are always updated without having to be glued to their phones 24/7. Actually, it is a pretty great idea. You take all your photos and videos while you're out discovering things, but instead of sharing them immediately, you put together content to post at a later date. When you have a decent amount of content compiled, carve out some time in the evening or on slower travel days to edit and schedule posts. This means your followers will still have a regular feed of content coming in, but you get to be one with nature and whatnot. Most importantly, content batching ensures you're not under so much pressure about what to post next and gives you the mental space to be more focused on what's most important, living in the moment. 5. Choose your platforms wisely. When it comes to time commitment, not all social media platforms are created equally. For instance, Instagram requires more visual storytelling and curation, while X is better for snippets and off-the-cuff updates. TikTok demands you to shoot short videos and edit them on the go, whereas YouTube might call for longer videos and more engagement. You get the drill. The key is to recognize which platform works best for you and your audience, and which one you can realistically maintain while on the move. Try not to stress about keeping up with every platform, and instead concentrate on the one or two that work best for you. Do you have the most shares and likes on TikTok? Maybe X is where you can access the most eyes. It all depends on your followers and your demographic. Choosing your platform wisely reduces your social media load and gives you more time to be present. So don't be afraid to let some platforms take a backseat during your travels. You can always catch up on them when you're back to reality. 6. Use social media as inspiration, not a burden. Last but not the least, social media shouldn't be a constant source of headache for you. It is supposed to be fun, engaging, and a platform for you to channel your creativity. Instead of feeling like you have to post just because your audience expects it, look at the platforms as a place of inspiration. Follow other travel bloggers who inspire you and engage with their content in meaningful ways. This can get you thinking about new ideas for your own content rather than turning social media into an obligation. If you approach social media as a creative outlet rather than a chore, you will naturally find the balance between content creation and enjoying the moment. Remember that best content is based on lived experience, not an arbitrary to-do list. Final thought. It is all about balance. Finding that sweet spot between capturing the perfect shot and actually living in the moment being a travel blogger is all about. It is not about ditching social media altogether, but more about knowing when to put it aside and just enjoy where you are. The real magic happens when you're fully present, and the content you create will feel more authentic because of it. Remember, the best travel stories aren't always the ones shared instantly. They are the ones that leave a lasting impression on you first. So, find your balance. Live in the moment.